1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you guys are off to a wonderful start to your morning. And I know there's one person in particular out there who's taking advantage of the fact that the school year is off. And it's our good friend Heather. So Heather, who is from Goebbels, Heather Gordon, she was one of the people who won our prize package, because every time we go to Warner Vineyards, we're giving away a whole bunch of stuff. We're giving away like lottery tickets and a whole bunch of cool stuff. She won our last bundle that we had out there, and super cool lady came to the live broadcast and got to meet her. And then she ended up coming up to the radio station as well. And she's like a longtime Rocker listener. Now she's also a teacher as well. That's why I said she's enjoying this last bit of summer before the craziness gets going. But I got to give her a shout out because she actually wrote me a letter. This is something I never get from people. So this is like a 2-page letter from this woman who is just like showing serious love for the Rocker. And apparently she doesn't say where she teaches, but she says that she has 107.7 RKR playing all over her class speakers, which gets her motivated for the day. So seriously, Heather, thank you so much for the nice letter. That is a wonderful thing to come into when you're having to, when you're coming into work at like 4 in the morning, sometimes it can be a little tough. But when you come in, see a handwritten letter from somebody, it's a beautiful thing. And I really appreciate you. And there's so many of you out there who jam out to the Rocker that make my literal every day a blessing. So thank you. Let's have some fun today and make it a great Tuesday. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We're taking a look at where West Michigan lies as far as West Nile virus is concerned. Michigan, well known to have issues with West Nile and EEE as well. And Michigan.gov is doing everything it can to keep us updated on the possibility of the first human infection of the West Nile virus. So far, only one animal has tested positive for West Nile infection in Michigan. So that is nice. In last year's surveillance, they were looking at nearly 2,700 total mosquito pools. And luckily, only 167 of those tested positive for the arbovirus infection. And that's basically anything that's transmitted through mosquitoes or insects in general. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can take a look at where we're affected, because Kalamazoo County has actually tested positive in two cases. Two pools have tested positive. You can see what for on the 107.7 RKR app. We also give you some tips on how to avoid those mosquitoes, because I know a friend of mine said that they can't even send their daughter outside because they come back with these huge welts because mosquitoes keep attacking them. So, and I get it too, because I'm like the same way. Somebody always told me like, oh, it's because you've got sweet blood. It's because you eat a lot of sweets. I think that was just something our parents did to lie to us about why we were getting bit by mosquitoes. It's like, oh, wow, okay, so I like sugary goods, so I guess that means I deserve to get bit. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1966 is the John Mayall with Eric Clapton album, Blues Breakers. This album is a phenomenal showcase of two amazing blues guitarists, and it features blues standards by well-known artists like Otis Rush, Freddie King, Robert Johnson. You kind of get the idea there. This is a phenomenal album that also contains some originals by Mayall and Clapton as well. So if it's not in your collection, pick it up, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 107.7 RKR.
I've got rambling. I've got rambling all on my mind.
RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. In about 25 minutes, we're going to be talking to a friend of ours who has dealings in magic. No, not black magic, like, you know, illusionists and stuff like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about the magic bus that's going to be rolling through Colon and taking a bus trip with some serious names in the world of magic and illusion, because, you know, Colon is the magic capital of the world. Got the magic, the get-together that's coming up very soon as well. So looking forward to this interview. It's coming up in about 25 minutes. Stick around. We're going to have some fun today. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone by a very special guest, my good friend Jania Taylor. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show from the American Museum of Magic. Good morning.
Good morning to all of you. Poof.
Oh my, poof, indeed. So I have talked about Colon, Michigan so many times because I spent a ton of time there my first 2 years living in Southwest Michigan. I made a lot of friends over there. Of course, the magic capital of the world. We all know about Abbott's Magic Get Together. And you're hosting a fundraiser tour and bus ride. It's called the Magic Bus. And when I first saw this, I was like, oh man, is there some kind of like the Who tribute something? And then I was like, oh my gosh, no, there's actual magic involved here. This is awesome.
Yes, it's a true magic bus.
So tell me about what this is all about.
Well, the American Museum of Magic, of course, is located in Marshall, Michigan.
Okay.
And it is one man's collection. We have two buildings that we have to upkeep. We have a building on Main Street, and we have a building across the parking lot, which is the old Marshall Public Library. And we are having a fundraiser on July 29th, a round-trip bus tour riding in Master Magician Lance Burton's tour bus from Colon to Marshall, and then you get a tour of the museum with Lance, have photo ops, and we have some other fun stuff planned.
Oh my gosh, this sounds awesome. Now, what's the fundraiser for exactly?
Actually, it's just to support the museum because, like I said, we have two old buildings that we need to keep up. Right now, one of our goals is to replace the roof. We would like a rubber roof, then we don't have to worry about it. And the 1978 boiler, which is in the library.
Wow.
So all of this money will go towards maybe supporting those projects. Since grants are becoming few and far between, they just might support our one employee. We have one museum manager, a young guy by the name of Scott Duck. We have a lot of places we could use the money.
No doubt. Now, this is actually going to be really cool, especially because there's going to be a special feature on this, but Lance Burton's going to be there, correct?
Right. Lance himself will be on the bus. His brother-in-law, I think James, is going to drive the bus. He drove the bus last year. And Lance just socialized with people, sat in the seat. He had his dog, Rocky. A lot of people know about Rocky because Lance posts a lot about Rocky online. Rocky will be there, and you can mix and mingle, ask Lance any kind of question you want about his performing in Vegas, retiring to the family farm in Kentucky. He's very open, very genuine, and that's the great thing about having Lance on the bus, and then he's also going to participate in the tour.
That's really
the museum.
That is phenomenal. Now, we're a week away from this officially because it's next Tuesday, July 29th, but these passes, like these tickets to get on this, are super limited, correct?
Correct, because the museum actually, if we sell out Lance's bus, because there's only 10 seats available on Lance's bus, another magician and an illusionist, very successful gentleman from Milwaukee, Bill Blagg, has donated his bus. And we can put 10 more people on his bus.
Very cool.
Right. And everybody gets a chance to ride on both buses. When you go back from Marshall to Colon, each group switches. So everybody gets to ride in each fancy tour bus. Right. It's very, very cool. And on Bill Blagg's bus, we have a historian by the name of Mark D'Souza, who is going to, he's very versed in magic history, and he can answer any questions about magic history or things that you've seen at the museum. Also, there was a magician by the name of Fred Capp performing, Mark knows a lot about Fred Capp. So it's a history tour. If you like history, if you like magic history, show business history, if you know of somebody, this tour is for you.
That's awesome. So where can people go to get information and get tickets to this exclusive event?
You can go to the American Museum of Magic.com, our website, go to events, and it is listed under our events with a link to the Square Store. So you can buy your ticket right then and there.
This is going to be so much fun. I'm really excited about this. Again, if you want to get more info, it's up here on the 107.7 RKR app. Jania is awesome checking in with you. Thanks so much for putting this on. I'm really excited about this. It's going to be cool.
Well, thank you for helping us get the word out, because you don't have to be a magician to enjoy the tour.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, and it's time once again for our Rocker Big Picks of the Week with Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness, and we are joined in the studio by a few guests. We've got our good buddy Nick and LaVon joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys in here, and thanks for bringing a friend with you today, Nick.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought LaVon, he's pretty sports-minded. He might like to make some picks.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. And how long have you been a trainer for?
About 10, 12 years, somewhere in there.
Gotcha. Beautiful. Well, we're happy to have you here on the Rocker Morning Show as we get into the big picks of the week. Let's give a little recap from last week. Ouch, not your week. I'm sorry, Nick. Dylan Nemechek. Dylan ended up taking that, and Gibby took down Reddick. Those two are in the finals, and the National League won their game in the All-Star game with a home run derby to settle the tie, which I was like, okay, we are not about to have a tie here. So, all right, getting into the Rocker Big Picks of the week. This week, we're going to start it off with a little bit of a hometown rivalry. The Royal Oak Leprechauns against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks, the Northwood League Baseball. I was very stoked when Royal Oak added a team because I kind of grew up in Royal Oak. And so I love the fact that we have four teams now. It makes for some interesting matchups. But I'm going to take the Battle Creek Battle Jacks on this one. I'm feeling it. And actually, you can watch this game on ESPN Plus on Thursday, just a heads up. But I'm taking the Battle Jacks. I'm looking forward to seeing them get a 7-5 victory. Nick, how you feeling on this one?
I think I'm going to take the Leprechauns.
My God. Straight from 1994.
You know it.
Awesome. This audience actually gets that joke.
They do, yeah.
7-4.
Oh, we're going to go with 6-3 on mine.
Oh, 6-3. Okay, LaVon, how you feeling on this one?
Yes, I'm going Battle Jacks as well. And I'm going to say 5-4.
5-4. Okay, we're taking this one. LaVon, what is your game for the week?
Oh, my game is going to be the Columbus Crew hosting the Orlando City, my hometown. They're going to come in, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with the Columbus Crew on this one, and it's going to be a 2-1 victory for those guys.
2-1 for the Crew. Nick, how do you feel about this one?
I'm going to take a big swing for the fences on this one, and I'm going to go for a draw.
Oh.
1-1.
Okay. Well, you know what? Since you're picking the draw, since you're taking a big roll of the dice, if you actually get this right, I'll give you 2 points on this one.
Let's go.
All right. I'm actually going to take Orlando on this one. I think they're going to shock everybody with a 3-0 shutout victory. All right, moving on to your game, Nick.
My game, we're going to MLB. We've got the Tigers at the Blue Jays, you know, traveling into Canada. I'm hoping that the Tigers are going to start working on this upswing. And so we're going to go with Tigers 4-2.
All right. LaVon, how you feeling about this one?
I'm going with the Tigers as well. And I'm saying that one's going to be a 7-4.
I'm also going to take Tigers. They're going to bounce back. I'm not too worried about them. They've been killing it. They had a couple of rough weeks. I'm saying 8-3. Finally, the Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness big pick of the week, the in-season finals. The bracket has come down to the finals. It's Dylan versus Gibby. And Nick, what is your feelings on this one?
It's the battle of the ties, and I'm going to lean in the direction of the child. You know, he looks like he's 12, but he's been beating everybody in this challenge. So I'm going to go with Gibbs.
All right, LaVon, how you feeling?
I'm also going to look at the kid Gibbs. We're going with that guy.
You know what? I was originally going to pick Gibby because I just love him. But Dylan, yeah, I got to give you a chance to come back a little bit. I got to take a risk here. I got to risk it for the biscuit. I'm going to pick Dylan instead. I'm going to switch my guess, and we'll see if that can help your score, or if you're just going to come back next week.
Or you're just going to maintain after I get that 2 points for that draw.
Oh, my gosh. All right, tell us what's going on at Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness.
Well, you know, we've got personal training. I've got LaVon in here, and, you know, you can get a Wellness Plus membership where you can combine massage therapy and personal training. You could give LaVon a call for a free phone consult. What do you talk to people about in that phone consult?
Oh, we just talk about your goals, what you're looking for to achieve. I work with athletes primarily, but also work with general population. If you're trying to improve your strength, your endurance, you just want to live life better, feel better, then come speak with me. We'll have a great conversation, and we'll figure out where we need to go.
Awesome. And what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
We've got a phone number, 269-373-1000, or you can reach us, you can schedule right through our website, kzooathleticwellness.com.
Beautiful. And if you guys want to pick along, feel free to. But we're going to try to see if we can get some money in your pocket right now. 978-1077, caller number 7. We're going to hook you up with $20 in Michigan lottery scratch-offs. We'll rejoin next week and see how this ends up going. Good luck, Nick.
Thanks.
This is Kalamazoo's Rock Station, 1077 WRKR and WRKR HD1, Portage, Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, a Town Square Media station. Your at work station in Southwest Michigan. 1077 RKR.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one more night.
We'll be right back.
Two for Tuesday, sponsored by Next Level Sports Center in Schoolcraft on 107.7 RKR. And we have Workplace of the Week that we do with our good friends at BC Pizza Kalamazoo off West Main. Want to support everybody who's jamming the rocker while they're at work. And this is why we can give back to you, is because we're partnered with BC Pizza. We're going to throw you a pizza party. Discount Tire off Harper Village Drive in Battle Creek is our new Workplace of the Week winner. So tomorrow, I'm going to be dropping some slices off their way. And you could win the next pizza party next week. All you got to do, click that Workplace button on the 107.7 RKR app. And just like that, man, we're going to announce a new Workplace of the Week winner on Friday right after 9 o'clock. So make sure you're joining us, because that's when the fun begins, because right after, we're cracking that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. It's all part of our Friday fun. Get in on Workplace of the Week on 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Really cool experience for anybody who went to Upheaval this last weekend, although it was super unfortunate that it got rained out because, you know, Mother Nature was starting to go crazy. While Yellow Wolf was supposed to be playing during his set, literally just one song in, the call basically came to evacuate the area because of lightning. So he stopped in front of his giant inflatable camper to let the crowd know what was going on. As fans made their way to the exits, he started singing like Friends in Low Places. And so there was this pause in the concert, and he kept the vibe going. I got to say, like, this is pretty freaking sweet. He ended up partying with people in the rain with fans. He was posting videos the whole time. It was just really good energy. So the Upheaval Festival, a big success on Friday night. And when it carried over till Saturday, obviously we got some storms, but didn't even matter, man, because these people like still rocking out. Like, that's the best. Like, when you're like in a situation like that, like, yeah, kind of bummed that the show was cut early, but when the artist you're there to see is like hanging out with you in the crowd, it's like, I'll take that.